Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's the question?
I was just a pig in heaven.
I think you just answered your own question.
No, we weren't able to get it done.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, 49ers, 41, Cardinals, 22.
Damn!
We will jump back into the Niners. You know what? And here's why we're going to jump back into the Niners. I don't want to get into Kuminga. He's not in this one.
Oh, no, it's not about him. It's about Steph and the team and Moody.
Right. Kuminga's not in this one. He hasn't played in three games. They've won all three. Yeah. We don't have to hit him.
I will say this. I'll give Evan some love here. Oh. It does kind of make you scratch your head real quick here on why Moody was, with the great record they assembled last year with them, 27-10, why he wasn't in there from the jump. But he got there, and now they're rolling.
Well, he got hurt. Remember?
No, that he
so
did. That did
he
happen.
Was supposed to start. Yeah. But George Kittle had a big game yesterday for the 49ers, and he was talking to the media after the game, and this was interesting. Take a listen.
I think I've only said this about two quarterbacks. Like, Brock's presence in the huddle is just so elite. He just had, he plays the game with this joy that's so infectious, and it's just so much fun to play football with him. I mean, especially five plays into the game, he hits me 30 yards down the field on a perfect pass. He was definitely feeling it. I think he's got the confidence. He's got his swagger. I mean, more people were celebrating with Brock after his touchdown pass with me. I was a little jealous. But, he was feeling it today. I will say the one pass to Christian on third down was he clicked too many Madden buttons on his controller and just said, screw it. And what a play by Christian.
That was George Kittle talking about Brock Purdy, who made his return after missing, what was it, five or 6 weeks? Six. Month and a half.
Yeah, man.
And he I didn't think he skipped a beat. He looked pretty comfortable. Brock Purdy did. And three touchdowns, no picks.
Now I said this before he got back, thinking even if Mac Jones was back there, this was going to have to be the title of the jam. Bastani, I believe this. Now we don't know what's up with Bethune. Just another injury to the Niner defense. And hopefully he doesn't miss time. But the bottom line is, can your offense do a bit more and be a bit more prolific and that keep you in games when you face better talent? And I'm looking in. I'm hearing George Kittle. I'm thinking about McCaffrey, Brock. I'm thinking about Juwan and Pearsall and D. Robinson, Stein. I know he only caught one ball yesterday for 13 yards, but what the hell? Who's to say they can't do it?
Bethune will miss time.
Okay, so that's
miss
for
at
sure.
least a
right.
couple weeks.
Damn.
And Pinero is week to week, and the 49ers are going to bring in They're going to bring in some kickers. He has a pulled hamstring. So
now, I'm going to say this, Donnie. I don't know if a kicker just off the street has ever gotten off to a great start like Pinero did here, where we were calling him Dinero because he was money. So that's scary in itself. And hopefully, you hit again. And then Bethune again. I know I'm not telling you it's the 85 Bears, but that kind of stinks, and somebody else got to step up and fill his shoes. But it's just like, damn.
So my question is this, and sometimes we gloss over this stuff because we just forget about it. But, you know, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about Purdy and Jones, Jones and Purdy, Purdy and Jones. And the way it worked out was Purdy's missed the last 6 weeks. They got beat by the Rams last week. And Kyle Shanahan said, we're going to try to get him out on the field this week. We're gonna be aggressive with him, meaning Purdy.
Yeah.
And, I mean, here's my thing. Whether you agreed with the way Shanahan was going about it or too careful, not careful enough, stayed with Mac too long, brought Purdy back too quickly, whatever it is, I think we got to say right now that he handled it fine.
Oh, no, man.
He handled it fine.
How can you not, partner?
And the people that didn't want Purdy coming back this weekend.
I was one of them.
But I'm not saying you're wrong. Yeah. You know, I think Mac Jones probably could have won that game too, but whatever. Purdy came back and had three touchdown passes. And, you know, it was nice to see Purdy play a game where you said, oh, that's right, I forgot what it looks like when he plays pretty well, because he wasn't great the first two games this year. He had two touchdowns and two picks in each of the first two games, and yesterday he was three touchdowns, no picks.
Yeah, and again, I keep going to this, but they scored 41, and a lot of that 41, a lot of people, and I understand, Stoney, are going to say, oh, you were playing Arizona. That's why. But I watched Carolina yesterday. They got an okay to average defense. And I don't think it's going to be easy. So my point is, what if we watch a game Monday night at home for the Niners? Somehow they put up another 40-burger. And I know that's like saying said NBA player is going to go for 50. But what if they found something? And quietly, we haven't given any love to the offensive line. I feel like that was their second good game in a row. Yes, the running attack wasn't there. But yesterday's game was kind of weird because of the way the Niners were benefiting from penalties. But bottom line, Stoney, is they get 41. Can this be something we start seeing for the next 3 to 4 weeks? And if you say, yeah, Goo, what does that mean? You got a better chance of beating a team that could take advantage of your not-so-good defense, and then you got a ball game.
I don't think it's – for me, it's not complicated. You give them credit for winning the game handily, and you take into account that Arizona is not very good. And you feel good because you're 7-4, but you have no illusions that you're a Super Bowl contender at this point because you haven't proven you are one, and you're still dealing with a lot of injuries. But like I said, I mean, if I were a Niner fan, I'd be like, whew, what the hell? Let's just keep playing, seeing if we can keep winning games, get into the playoffs and really mess somebody's season up maybe. Yeah. And then maybe you win a game, and who knows? But
what's the old adage? Defense wins championships, right? And if that is
not true, according to Kevin Durant.
Yeah, and that's where I was going.
I actually disagree with that.
Yeah, I do too. Him and Draymond got into it. But the bottom line is, if that's what it's predicated on, then you or anybody's right for saying, well, that's why I'm skeptical about the Niners, because that's their weak link.
No 49er fan would pick them to get to the NFC Championship right now. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I don't believe.
I don't either. Except, well, Antonio in Oakland probably. But
like Shasky, who called Filmo, was saying that's the diehard. So he's real as hell, and he's just being real with, he don't think he could get to that plateau.
You know what I'd like
to see? And he could be wrong. But who sees it right now? Especially with Bethune missing time.
I think Kyle Shanahan, let me tell you, this is going to be some big upcoming games for Shanny. We're going to find out a lot about Shanny.
Tell me.
We're going to find out if Shanahan is so married to some of his philosophy that he'll make the wrong decision on principle.
Give me one of the, like, I like how
if
it sounds.
They win a if they win a coin toss and don't take the ball, then I can't help him.
Now, that's funny.
Look what happened. They deferred. I'm like, if you're, I know I'm kind of joking here, but if their offense is good and their defense is bad, why wouldn't you take the ball to start the game? Like, I just don't understand that.
It's amazing.
Like,
but
it matters when a team has to play from behind.
Do you have a problem with a guy like me that thinks there's two starts to each football game?
No.
And I just believe that getting the ball in the second half is the biggest Geico or AAA ever, because no matter what happens those first two quarters, you get the ball in your hands to kind of offset if it went bad or go for the kill shot if it went good. And you, that's just me, Stoney, because what if you elect to do it first and you're like, oh, I got my chest out, then you don't score.
I understand all the things that can happen.
Okay. All right, tell me. But Stoney, that one after half just hits different.
You do realize that if you take the ball first, you have the first opportunity and the better chance to have the ball one more possession than the other team. Because you get to start out 1-0. You have possession. If you can end the second quarter with you having possession.
But then it starts over. You won the first two quarters, but then you lose that battle.
But you get the ball last. You can get the ball last, in theory, is what I'm saying.
Mm.
Like, if you get the first possession, then you have one possession to their none. All right, in theory, you can go through the first half, and if you have the first possession and you end the first half with it, then when they get the ball in the second half, they still just equaled you in terms of possessions. They didn't get an extra one. And then if you manage the clock, you can manage yourself to have, like, if there's no turnovers in a game, you will never have less possessions than the other team.
Now, let me throw this to you.
Do you know how galaxy brain this sounds?
I had another word, but the galaxy brain.
The double up is a possibility. There's no doubt about it. But you're in control if you get the ball first.
But what if you got a leaky defense, let's just say like the Niners, or you don't have the utmost confidence?
I get it. Like, we're having fun here. Why would you put your worst defensive unit out on the field first? That's just, I don't understand.
Because you get more time. One, they could luck up and get a stop. Then right there, you're already playing with house money, I believe, because you got that possession. But then two, Stoney, what about if you know your defense in the second half is not going to stop? You know what I mean? Why would you want to put your defense on the field first in the last two?
I don't know why. And I don't know why you want to put your defense on the field first to start the game.
Well, it's helped and hurt them this year.
Exactly.
No, but I'm saying against Tampa Bay, they had the ball first. Mac Jones threw a pick on the first pass, and they were down 7-0 out of the gate without the ball coming out of halftime.
Just answer me a simple question. Why do you want to put your worst unit on the field to start a game? That's all I'm asking. Why would you say your offense is completely going to get on the field regardless?
But I think you're playing the middle game. You would rather up 7-0. Like, they're going to go fold, but Stoney, you got to pay the piper.
I want to give my chance the first opportunity to take the lead in a game. Mm. That would be my number one thought.
And mine is just having that ball to set the tone and dispel whatever happened. And maybe you don't have to, because it went good the first half. But Stoney, there's nothing like that ball knowing you get it to start the third quarter after the break. To me, it's almost like a do-over, and you control. You could go put up 7 or 3, or punt,
and that may be the possession that just evens it up. In other words, you know, if things go according to plan, the team that receives gets the ball 4 times in the first half to 3 times, and then it kind of. I get the theory.
But then wouldn't you lose the possession battle in the second half?
And that,
which is when you would ideally be determining the outcome of the game?
Well, in that, not if you end up with the ball last. If you end up with the ball last, then you had actually have one more possession than the
but
other
so
team.
So much can happen.
I know, but I'm
but
just
then
saying.
They get the ball to start the half, and they can equal your amount of total possessions. Yeah.
Right, but they can never have more than you at that point. You see what I'm saying?
No one's going to have more than anybody.
And that's what
if a team receives the ball on the kickoff and there are no turnovers, and the team that receives the ball first has the last possession of the game, then they have one more possession than the other team over the course of the 60 minutes. And I get it. Like, somebody will turn it over or something will happen, but, like, there's no guarantee you can double up.
Yeah.
And when it happens, it's nice. And I'm just questioning why, you know, your offense is completely healthy now. It's what we all agree is going to probably dictate, you know, how far they can go.
But I'll tell you this to that. You know, you said that about the offense, but doing it the way you like, you keep your offense off the field for however long the drive is the second half, right? So wouldn't you want your offense on the field to start the second half as opposed to waiting to see what pops off, you know, with your defense and the other team? That's when I want my, you know what I mean? Like, the first half, this is going to sound crazy.
Do you guys think there's a right answer and a wrong answer?
No, I see both ways.
Evan?
I would prefer to have the ball coming out of half.
Like, I'd give my right arm.
In most situations, I think the majority of coaches do that as well.
Yeah.
Like, there was only one team, I think, that took the ball that won the coin toss yesterday, and it was the Giants.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the last week. They defer to the Rams, and the Rams go 80 yards. This week, they get deferred. The 49ers have the ball first. They get up 7-0. So in the last two games, the team that got the ball first got up 7-0. And I do think there's a psychological component to a quarterback coming out into the field down 7-0 to start a game.
Well, we differ.
All right.
I got to ask you and Evan something. Hmm. And I wrote this down. Evan, there was 10:20 left in the second quarter. Arizona was at the Niners 40. They throw it to McBride. This was the play that Green got the 15-yard penalty. McBride goes 15, 20 yards to the 23-yard line and gets a – I watch a lot of football, guys. I'm asking. And gets a – he did a gesture to his nose or whatever to the fans and got a 15-yard flag. What did I miss? What gesture is that, Steiny? It's football.
I kind of agree because I thought he did something similar a couple plays later and he didn't get flagged for it.
You know what I'm talking about, Steiny? Great play. And it was when Green. Because Kyle went over to Green, told him what he was thinking about that flag. But come on, man. These are grown-ass men trying to take each other's head off. Oh, Steiny put his chest down and the finger up. I'm throwing my hanky.
Here's the other thing.
Good God, stop it, old man.
Here's the other thing I was thinking about Shanny. So, every...
He's got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Yeah, okay. All right, Shanny. Here's the one thing that I've heard over and over and over again, which, you know, it's just... This is just kind of the way I'm. I don't say people are wrong, but you always have the right to question, right?
Oh, my gosh,
okay.
Yes.
So, to a man, all the football geniuses seem to say and think, 49ers, not really meant to be a comeback team. You know, they want to play from ahead. Not great at coming back. Okay, well then take a 7-0 lead if you get a chance. Why would you play? Why would you give the, just saying.
I feel like you're cooking the books with that example.
What are you talking about?
Because down 7-0 doesn't, before you get the ball, doesn't constitute.
Let's go to the Rams game. Let's go to the Rams game. 7-0 to start. Now you come onto the field.
Yeah.
Right. Now you come onto the field and you better get something. You don't, you punt, and boom, it's 14-0.
But how did that game play out?
I'm just saying.
The Rams had that would be exhibit A on why you do it.
Exactly.
In regard to the start.
There it is.
Steiny, on the finish, on the back end, how did that bad boy play out? You should have lost that game, and the Rams had multiple times before they fumbled and got stopped to win the game, and that would have went against. Oh, well, you didn't.
What do you mean? 49ers were never in that game. Against the Rams?
I thought you were talking about the one where they started up 14-0 in L.A. Thursday night.
No. I'm talking about
Okay.
They kicked all off. Right,
this last
the Rams
one.
Scored. Then they got the ball, didn't produce.
And they
the
also
back
got
to
the
Rams
ball before half to do the
right,
double
but it's
up.
It's 14-0.
Well, that's a nightmare scenario.
Well, that's because you put your in the first three possessions, your defense was on the field two out of those three instead of your offense being on it. Two out of
well,
three.
But then your offense was on the field two out of the four. How come we can't just say the Rams offense is really good?
It is
and
really
they
good.
They absolutely
and
destroyed you.
Because that's the knowing that going into the game, I wouldn't have given them the opportunity to just go up 7-0. That's just me. That's all I'm talking
okay, so
about.
If you go 3 and out and they score,
right, I know.
Then you're down 7-0 anyways.
I know all the scenarios, Evan.
No,
Evan,
you clearly don't because you've run
I
on
do.
This one.
Of course I do. Of course I know the scenario. Yes, you can defer and hold.
It works out the same
no,
way.
No, it doesn't.
They
is what I'm
gonna
saying.
They were going to get beat in that game.
That's what that. Like, Evan,
you're
that's a bar
the point.
Right there.
No,
I
understand what you're saying, but taking the Cardinals game as evidence that they should have taken the ball first against the Rams is completely different.
If somebody can answer me why you would put your worst unit on, which starts the game, meaning you're putting your worst unit out there two out of the first three series instead of your best unit out there two of the first three series. I'm like, I don't
like, okay, I'll give you this. Cause
they
I'm
might
like,
not have
you
know scored, what, by the way, first yesterday right. if they didn't get a 98-yard kickoff return.
You're right. Or they might have gotten up. Right.
But don't you
like,
think?
I'm okay. not saying if you take the ball, you're up automatically up 7-0.
But isn't there
all
a psychology, though, when you get that possession closer to the end of the game, which is the one after halftime, Scotty? It's kind of
how
more important.
How important was the second half possession against the Rams? Like you already got down 21-0.
Right, but what Evan's point is, you were getting your ass kicked anyway, Stani. That wasn't because you elected or received.
I can't get behind. Because am I going to sit here and say the Rams would have lost the game? No,
Stani, I got to say this.
But you're not giving yourself the best chance to win it. I don't think against that particular team.
But it's all predicated on play, though. Those are decisions that need to be backed up by your play, your team's play.
You're
going to lose by 20. You're going to lose by 20 if you take the ball first or not, to me. I want the ball, which is the third quarter, closer to the end of the game.
Okay, that's great.
If that's my best unit, that's what I want.
That's great. So your defense sucks, and you're playing the Los Angeles Rams, who have the best one of the best offenses in football, and you give them the ball in the 35 and say, why don't you start the scoring tonight?
Because
I would have taken the ball just to see if we could have gone up 3-0 or 7-0.
Yeah. And I'll say
but
this today.
Right. It wouldn't matter.
But if the Rams score on your leaky D, they did nothing but what they were supposed to do, right? So it's 7-0, but here comes our offense, the unit we believe in. So I always look at it like, what if we get a stop on that first drive?
Okay, you didn't, and now you're down 7-0, and now you go 3 and out.
But do you think because you're down, the offense is going to shrivel up because you're down 7-0?
I'm
it's
saying there's
the
a little
same.
More pressure on them.
But if you go 3 and out at your own 35 when you get the ball and you punt, odds are they're going to have better field position than if you just kicked off the ball to them. So they actually have a shorter field. That's why you're in a disadvantageous position either way against a good offense.
Right. I'm just saying. The way I would try to beat the Rams is to keep the ball away from their offense. That's what I would have tried
you're
to do.
But give them an automatic one to start the second possession to start the second half, though.
Okay, I'm taking the ball.
That's what I don't like.
I'm the 49ers, and I've got to keep the ball out of Stafford's hands. So,
oh man, I said you're by yourself, but I'm with Evan.
And Evan, I wish you'd be honest and just say you do think there's a right and a wrong.
No, I don't.
I think you do.
I'm going to take the ball out of half because if my team's down, I have a chance to score and gain momentum and flip the game.
So,
as opposed to being down by two scores at halftime, giving them the ball.
So there aren't any circumstances where Kyle should ever take the ball first. And if there are, like, what are they? What would you, or they're not?
No, I don't believe there are any.
You should never take the ball. All right.
That's just me.
I played Madden, I did the same thing.
Okay. I think different games could theoretically dictate how you approach that.
That I agree with, okay. But you're stuck on the Rams, which I don't understand.
Well, I'm stuck on yesterday, too.
That they got a 98-yard kickoff return on their first possession to go up 7-0.
They scored on their first possession. I don't care how they did it.
One play.
Right. Okay. Well, that's
one
reason.
They went 1 yard on their first possession.
But you needed that against their lowly Cardinals.
You do realize that returning a kickoff is one of the reasons why you take the ball.
Yeah, but you need
because it could happen.
But doesn't your theory go down the drain against the lowly Cardinals? You needed to do the psyche to be up 7-0 against that team?
The Cardinals deferred.
Okay.
It wasn't the 49ers' decision yesterday. The Cardinals deferred. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It'll go deep into my bag, bringing the temperature down low.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I go on and on. Yes, you do.
I don't even know what to say.
I didn't appreciate that. Today is not Friday, Steiny. It's not what's bugging me, but I just got to tell you something that happened over the weekend yesterday, and I'm going to get it out. And this dude or athlete will not care. Ja'Marr Chase is one of my favorite receivers in the league right now. What he did to Jalen Ramsey and spit in his face and then lie to all of us and say he didn't do it, I hope he gets 2 games. 1 for spitting and 2 for lying. To say you didn't spit and Steiny, they saw. You saw it. Just how can you spit on a man?
Well, Romanowski did it.
Yeah.
Did he get, you know what? I don't remember. Did Bill Romanowski get suspended for that?
I'm saying no.
That was against J.J. Stokes, right?
And he caught hell because he didn't try to put hands on him.
Yeah, I don't.
Come on, Ja'Marr. Damn. Just because your season going bad?
Burrow's coming back.
When he comes back, it's too late. It's a Saran.
Nah, that division. They still got action.
But a person can do one single act, and it could change your thought of them. And I'm out on Ja'Marr Chase, Donnie. He should be a politician. You looked in the camera and lied.
One of your big beliefs is everybody should get second chances.
But this
is up, not this one?
This is how heavy that is, yeah. Right? Because if I spit on you, our friendship's over forever, right?
You don't know that.
No. If you spit on me, we're done.
Okay. Noted. I mean, I'm not really worried. I've never spit on anybody in my life. I don't believe
I got you.
You're going to be the first.
Man.
Brock Purdy, what do we got for the rest of the year? How you feeling?
Definitely. I mean, I'm excited, you know, just with the momentum that we have going and guys ready to go in on this challenge of finishing out the season strong. But it's one game at a time. It's one practice at a time. But I think more than anything, like, we all believe in each other, man. We've gotten tight. We've lost some guys, which have sucked, some big names and everything. But guys just stepped up to the challenge. And this is what NFL football is all about. You find out who you are under pressure. But we got the right guys in the building, and we're ready for it. So,
man. Brock Purdy looking forward to the next six games.
And it'll be on national TV. I can't wait.
Jalen Carter got suspended, right, for spitting at Zach.
Well, he got thrown out that game because he did it right in the first quarter.
Oh, right, and then they said that was basically
his suspension.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But do you think that, real quick, Stoney, him lying should add a game?
No.
A lot of grown people are running with it.
Start penalizing lying in this country— nobody's going to be able to live a normal life.
Oh, so he may only get one game.
No, you get rewarded. You know what? Well, he was going to get suspended, but now he lied and said he didn't do it, so let's not suspend him.
That's how it's working right now.
But it's on tape. You see it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but he denies it, so let's believe him, even though it's right in front of our eyes.
But you are right. That's how it's working right now, unfortunately.
Spits on somebody.
That's just, man. That's the worst, 90.
Kind of thing.
No, it is.
See, whenever you say something like that's the worst,
it is,
of course, I think, well, let's see, is there any worse? Yeah. What about, I'm not doing this.
Give it to me.
No, I won't. I won't. So, who the Warriors got tomorrow, Orlando?
Yeah.
Are we watching the game together?
Evan brought that up. I think we should do it.
They play Tuesday and Wednesday?
Yeah. Wednesday in Miami.
Both 4 o'clock starts or 4:30?
Wednesday is 4:30. Tomorrow's 4.
Gotcha. Let's do it. I'm down, E.
Where do you want to watch it?
That's where I was like, it got to be nice TV, Evan. You're Mr. City, man.
Yeah, I'll come up with something.
All right. I'm there. Don't got to go in traffic. Stay right after. Get something. Yeah.
May have to get somebody to pop in on the dog if I do that. But
the dog's alone?
Yeah, dogs.
But hasn't he mastered or she mastered being alone? To where you don't have to worry.
That's not how that works.
Yeah, it's really not how it works.
Can you look at your dog now on like I got the Ring camera. Do you have that in your home to where you can see what the dog's doing?
I actually don't want to see.
Oh.
Because if I see that she's anxious, then she's like out of sight, out of mind now.
Wow. She still like to pee in that one corner of the house?
Oh, yes. Lord. Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, she does. She really does. Okay. Good win for the Niners.
Yeah.
So who
biggest story is Purdy.
Yeah?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know, you just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
And I just... So who's better? You were feeling bad about the Warriors last week. Now you feel Western Conference Finals again. Last week...
I put that where it's at. I put that in the cap.
All right, so you got 9 things you can pick from off the shelf, whichever one you said. But let's just stick to Purdy and Mac Jones. Am I misremembering that? Did you say last week you think Mac might be better than Purdy?
Under the tutelage of Kyle.
Okay. How are we feeling today?
Okay, and I put, well, you
would
know.
Let's just be honest.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I had to be reminded what Brock Purdy brings to the table pre-snap, and him trying to go Hank Aaron or Barry Bonds and the home run play. I think he is shifty with his eyes more than Mac. And I'm not saying Mac locks into one receiver, but sometimes it feels that way. Brock Stiney is trying to hit that home run And that's why he's had the success that he's had in this Niner uniform more often than not. And I'm being honest, I didn't know that before the game. But when I saw him just throw the 30-yard pass to a wide-open George Kittle, beautiful pass, I'm like, oh, boy, this is the type. This is what they've missed, if they missed anything. And this is why I feel more gung-ho about whatever numbers they're averaging, 27 a pop with him under center. Could that get to 34 or 35, which this is another score? Who knows if they can overcome their leaky defense? That's what I'm talking about.
Let's go to Gene. Gene's in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Gene, how you doing?
I think he was Team Mac.
I'm doing well, and I have to say that I would still have to say that I suspect Mac Jones is the better quarterback, and I'll tell you why. Look, Purdy looked good yesterday. He looked very good. But listen, they were playing a miserably poor team. He wasn't under duress. He wasn't pressured. Well, he was pressured maybe once or twice. And that's all I can remember. His throws were sharp. He was moving around, you know, like the old Purdy. But I want to see how he does when he starts, you know, when he has two or three defensive linemen up in his face and he has to scramble out of it to save his butt. You know, or play in the rain, or you know, the number of other things that have been a problem for him. So, you know, next few games, maybe he's not going to get tested until we get to until we play Indianapolis. But to me, the jury's still out as to who's the better quarterback. But I was encouraged by what I saw yesterday, and I truly hope it works out. That he does, you know, revert to the form we saw a couple of years ago. Because I think that's what we're gonna have, moving forward.
Hey, Gene, real quick, I got to ask you this. Am I doing too much? Because I said Brock coming back, he was great. But I told Steiny and Evan before the show, there were two throws that should have been picks. And I was like, ooh, maybe that's rust. I hadn't said it all show, but did you see that? Or am I being too overly critical, noticing that Arizona should have caught those two passes?
Well, no, I'm with you on that. I mean, once again, we're playing a bad team. Well, if you do that against LA, maybe they are picked. So,
I hear you.
You know, it's a problem. I mean, Mac has a problem like that a bit too. But those are the kind of things he needs to clean up for sure.
Thanks, Gene. Appreciate the call.
And you could tell the people, Stoney, you haven't. What did you say to me early this morning about that? Or you might have said it on the show.
About what?
The almost interceptions. Every quarterback, like you could do that with every QB.
When you hear someone say, oh, well, he almost threw two interceptions, you know what that smells like to me? Agenda City.
Well,
smells like Agenda City.
It was just like, oh, Brock, I know you want that back, but it hit the ground.
If you say, oh, he got lucky, he could have two interceptions,
Agenda
Purdy.
City.
That tells me you're probably a Jones guy.
Wow.
I mean, it really does.
And to Gene's credits, Donnie, I think he kind of is, and he didn't even bring that up about Brock. The almost woulda, coulda. The thing you hate, the oh-no throws. There were only a couple.
Yeah, most quarterbacks. Is there ever a quarterback that has none of those? Probably not.
Well, it wasn't Sam Darnold yesterday. Good Lord.
What happened to him?
Four picks again.
Is that it?
Yeah, they almost won. They missed the kick at the end. Yeah. That's a lot.
That's the last game of the year they play Seattle, right?
Oh, that I didn't know.
Team Ghosts.
Dude, that could be for the division.
Yeah, it's week 18.
Wow, good knowledge. Look at you.
Wait, for whose division?
The Rams in Seattle.
Not the Niners.
Oh, I thought you
said... So the Niners play the Seattle Seahawks last week of the year.
I brought up...
And you said for the division, and I was like, the Niners?
I'm thinking that's the Rams in Seattle.
Probably.
Week 18. Oh, no, but it's not.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Who scheduled it? Oh, I think I saw Seattle's schedule the rest of the way.
Let me bring it up.
It's kind of like the 49ers schedule. I think I got... the 49ers or the Rams have fish coming in. Get Seattle's... schedule up. Do you have it?
I'm doing it right now.
To do it right now.
All right, go ahead.
Or Evan.
Yeah, keep talking.
I'm pretty sure I saw
it right here.
Okay. So this is Seattle's rest of the schedule for the Seattle Seahawks.
So they play Rams. They got at Titans.
Okay.
Home against the Vikings.
Okay.
At Atlanta.
Yep, this is what I was
thinking.
Home
against the Colts.
Okay, that's tough.
Home against the Rams. At Panthers. At 49ers.
It's not as easy as I thought.
I'm like, damn.
But it's pretty easy. It's three wins there right off the bat.
Well, Atlanta's done with Kirk. Your boy can't even hand off, Stoney.
Not my boy anymore.
Oh, you gave up on him. You quit him.
I quit him 4 years ago.
Oh, dude.
He hasn't quarterbacked a game in 3 years.
You said the Atlanta Falcons had a great quarterback situation last season.
Look, good Lord for heaven.
I never said that.
Look at him smiling.
I never said that.
Now you're Jamar chasing us.
Please.
Dude, man.
Dude, what, man?
You get old fast. And I got to say this, I was playing hoops over the weekend Saturday. I had a good showing, and I'm sorry. I understand the blessing that it is as a black man at that to grow old. I get that. But as I left, they said, great job, Unc. I don't like Unc.
Let's quit playing.
Do you like Grandpa?
Oh, my. Oh, Lord.
Well, you're about to be one.
Yeah, just, that was a little while. It's 2026.
You're skipping right past Unc.
Why, Unc, man? I'm out. The wave's still dipping. I'm out here scoring. Ain't no Unc. Stoddy, it hurt me.
Let me know when you're done.
I'm done.
All right.
It doesn't feel that way.
That's great for dudes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come on.
Oh, it don't feel that way, and I'm with Dre.
What doesn't feel that way?
Just all of it, Steiny. All of it, man. I got the energy of a 22-year-old. I ain't old, but I am.
Yeah, you know what? 6'5", thank you, but I don't want to get into it.
That was great. Because
these guys are incapable of understanding something. So.
What are you trying to do now?
Steiny has a point, but he should have used the Texans game as an example. You can use a few of them.
Oh, now you're glowing like, yeah, that's what I meant.
Listen. It's a herd mentality. You guys all like to stick together. Nobody wants to have an original thought on their own because they'll get made fun of in this world. You got to be stronger than that. So I don't look like I get it. It's never going to be 50-50 because most of the people in this country are cowards. All I need to see are a few people saying, you know what? Steiny does have a point. That's all I need. Two people.
Oh, boy.
And I got it. And I know I'm not going to get it from you guys, which is fine because that's, you know, it's just part of the dynamic of the show. It's what people like.
Us being us, man.
Yeah. Didn't the Texans drive? Well, yeah, boy, that, you know what? 6-5-0, you're right. I'm going to start using both those games.
Yeah, they got 3 points.
Who?
The Texans.
How long was that first drive?
It felt like dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. 16 plays.
Dude. Man.
And you're still only down by one score at the half. It's almost like if you had scored out of half, it would have been an even game.
Yeah,
now,
but,
look at you. Look at my man working.
But I think they went 3 and out.
Yeah, which was clearly because they didn't have the ball first.
Well, it's funny. They give up a score on the opening drive. They seem to go 3 and out on their first drive. The last two games.
I'm definitely watching the game with you two. Oh, man.
Anyway. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Have you ever... go ahead.
I had nothing.
No, I was just about to...
I'm filibustering now anyway.
If you're Mac Jones...
Yes.
And you've had the success you had...
Yes.
And now you got to return the keys...
Yes.
Walk me through if you're Mac. It's nothing about Brock, but life must stink because Steiny for... umpteen weeks, he was making it happen. Now he's got to return the car and then watch Brock do what. Like, I don't wish that on anybody. He's getting paid. Give me these pro athlete. But you know what I mean. Somebody's coming for him this offseason. Put that in the cap.
And
he's going to be a starter.
Brock's going to get hurt?
No, not here.
Ain't trading him.
You know,
no, I don't think they will. And I'm not kidding about that. I don't think they will trade Mac Jones. But... I think I'm willing to take. This is where I would say, relax, Goo. He signed here to be a backup.
But then he tasted it.
Okay, and now he's sitting his ass on the bench again.
That kind of stink is all
I'm
saying.
You know why he's going to be? He's going to the bench?
Why?
Because he's a backup.
Yeah.
And that's what backups do.
Oh, man.
So, there you go. Okay, we'll go to Butkus in Oakland. What's up, Butkus? How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well.
And fun weekend for sure, but also a difficult one. I just wanted to give a shout out to Coach Beam, his family.
Oh man,
my friends who played for him, and just a huge loss for Oakland. I mean, the guy was a legend, and just like it was just really tough to. Yeah, have that this weekend. But I just wanted to give a shout out.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Really,
the legend, man.
Thanks, Butkus. Appreciate it. Hope you're doing well too. By the way,
he affected a lot of lives, Donnie, and he was full of personality. And I, you know, just real quick here, I don't know if you've seen. I don't call them testimonials, but guys did. You know, lost their father as kids. You know, going to college, and he would come get them up and get them out to bed, and you know, get them to keep fighting. Just with life and guys having trouble reading and things like that. And he would help them get through that and go on to college. But, I mean, man, Steiny, we hadn't brought that up. I know Dibs did Friday, but, man, just a tragic loss, man. Dude was a good, special man.
Yeah. Yep. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Thanks a lot, Butkus, for the call. And,
Had you met him?
I never met him. Yeah. I had heard of him.
Okay.
Excuse me, I'd heard of him and saw something Monty Poole put up on social media. You know,
it's deep, man.
No doubt about it. Man, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
Oh, Goo, you'll like this. Ja'Marr Chase was officially suspended for a game.
And Evan, I'm being real. Do you think it warranted more because he lied, or like Snotty, I'm sounding a little silly now that like that part didn't even matter?
Well, seeing as how the NFL hasn't really penalized liars in the past, oh, I'm going to go ahead and say that it didn't matter, but he still should have been suspended, which he was.
All right. Yeah, one. Realize if now you hit me with that, you got me. Because you went across the board. I went bigger than sports now, but go ahead.
Right. And if it's bigger than sports, he would never get penalized for lying in our society. In fact, because what we're lied. Finding is you get rewarded.
I sound so soft because he lied.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't say, I really didn't spit on him. And they say, you know what? You're right. You didn't. Not only are you not suspended, we're going to start you out with a touchdown next week.
It's football.
That's an SNL skit starting. That's pretty damn good.
I'm done with it.
Yeah.
He's anyway, what do we got here?
We got the guys coming in.
Who's that? Oh, yeah, Willard and Dibbs. I got to find out. Willard, Dibbs was in a golf tournament yesterday that I was.
Couldn't do. Don't you get the scores?
I get them, but I didn't look, actually. So we'll get a first person.
Now, if that were him, that would have been the first thing he did was look to see how you did.
Yeah, I know. Yes, that's exactly what he would have done. Man.
Is that common, by the way?
What's that?
To have a group or a group chat where you all, like, even if you're not playing with each other, post your scores.
Yeah, we got a group of about 20 people on a thread. And so anytime anybody plays, they put up their score and where they played. Because
I'm just imagining, so Goo had a good Saturday, right?
Oh, man.
Was running, gunning.
Yeah.
If we just got in the show thread, hey, guys, I had 20 and 12 today.
Yes.
That's so weird.
That is weird. It is weird. But usually the four guys, usually it's four of the same group playing together. So
of the 20. Of the 20 guys on the...
Like there might be 10 guys playing over the weekend, two groups of everybody in the group. And then you say, I had an 87 and Dibs had an 85 and he had a birdie on 9.
Snotty?
Peacock Gap in Marin.
All right, Marin.
So like, I didn't look and see what his...
You think he's going to care you don't know what he shot?
That's such a hard question to answer. Do I think Dibley will care check his score out?
Or the score?
I mean, he doesn't need much to be annoyed. So maybe.
Real quick, Snotty.
I'll look at the break.
Fraudulent
How about that?
On the YouTube chat, Guru, the extra suspension argument for lying... Maybe dumber than Stoddy's kickoff.
That's funny.
This is why I show up, man. That's funny.
No, it's funny. It's and you know what? It's also proof that I had a point.
Oh, you meant it though, Stoddy. Oh, boy.
Everyone has a personal agenda.
All right. Crossover coming up on the other side. And, that is the one thing I did want to make sure people heard. A couple updates from yesterday's game involving the Niners. Bethune's going to miss some time. Looks like maybe a couple weeks with the hamstring or calf. And Brandon Ayuk.
Bethune has a high ankle sprain.
High ankle. And Brandon Ayuk, practice window is not going to be opening this week. So he, starting to, as Yogi Berra said, it's starting to get late early.
Yeah, no doubt.
Around here, so.
And that's one, if he didn't come back, he kind of would understand it, right, Donnie? For me, he wrecked his whole knee, man.
I mean.
He did the Klay Thompson all in one.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Like, we haven't asked, nobody's asked Kyle this, but is there a point, I get it, where a quarterback, you might want to sit on him for the rest of the year, but. I don't know if Ayuk can play in 3 weeks or 4 weeks. Do you put him back in there week 15 or 16? I don't know. I don't know what you do with a receiver. I feel like if he gets healthy enough to be put out in the field, like if you're a receiver, you can kind of help just by being out on the field in a way. Even if you're just taking attention off other players, but we'll find out about Brandon Ayuk. All right. It's a Monster Monday. Presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. That segment was brought to you by Surfside, The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. Only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year. I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.